And with me now in the KRVS studios is Carrie Onksley, who is the director of the Children's Theater Company in Lake Charles and has come over to Lafayette today to talk to us about the Louisiana Theater Festival that will be held on Saturday, November 9th. It's an amazing effort on your part to really open up your expertise and the expertise of lots of theater professionals to teach kids more about theater. And it's open to everyone in the state. Kids in the state.
Everyone can come. We want as many as we can come by.
So how many years have you been doing the theater festival now?
This is moving on our seventh year. Mm-hmm. So continues to grow. Right. We have a lot of the same artists, a lot of new artists that come in, a lot of the same kids come in. It's for any student in grades 6 through 12. So some have been there since the first one.
Well, for those people who have not attended and they're finding that their kids are getting very interested in theater, describe the day. What it's just a one-day festival, so they can travel to Lake Charles on a Saturday and attend and then head home. Describe what goes on during the day.
Okay, sure. Well, it starts at 9 and it ends at 3, so it's not too late to get back home. They have 5 workshops. Slots, and so there's out of each slot there's several workshops that they can choose from, and there is lunch where we serve pizza and drinks and other little snacks. The workshops range in everything from the beginning actor to the advanced actor, both performance and technique. Technical. If it's just might be a beginning acting class again. Maybe something for the actor that's getting into that junior, senior year that needs to do scholarships or auditions. We have all of those classes set up. We also have college reps that will be there from Mike Neese right here from U of L, Louisiana Tech, LSU, and NSU at Natchitoches. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so they're there to talk to even parents. So it's a great opportunity for, again, the new actor or the kid just to maybe want to be backstage, behind the scenes, I should say. Or just do it for fun.
So you've really tried to account for all interests in the theater as well as all of the different ages. So the sixth graders won't be tossed in with the 12th graders.
Correct.
They can choose an age-appropriate, level-appropriate workshop.
Correct. And we're finding, Judith, that we have, a group of 4 kids come in, maybe from Lafayette or school, or so they have some pals to hang out with. Mm-hmm. Or we have a group that comes from Orange, Texas. So we really have spread our wings out, and they all have a great time.
So if there are any theater teachers in this area listening, it might be a good idea to get a group of kids together from their class and sign up together and go over. So like you said, they would know some people and really get more out of the experience.
Sure thing.
So describe some of these. So there'll be 5 different workshop slots.
Right.
And within those, you can customize what you would like your day to be like.
That is correct.
So let's go through some of those classes. You've mentioned a few. You have classes in costuming, makeup.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We have those too. We have stage combat, which is always a very popular one.
And what is that?
It's actually where, sometimes they involve a little sword fighting, but it's just how to
combat.
Falls, where a fight scene where you're, not beating each other up in correct ways of falling so you don't injure yourself. Certainly voice classes, musical theater classes, where it's just, again, the amateur dancer, no previous formal training is needed. We have acting for the camera, which is a very, very popular one. And actually, if you go to our website at ltf.cc, there's a clip that the students did. Last year, they did one on zombies, since that was so popular. And then we had an expert who did special effects makeup. And then they continued and did the video class for acting with the camera. There's on the technical side, again, continue with that. There's a workshop on lighting. And so it's
not just for actors, but there are a lot of kids who do like that set design, lighting. They like everything about the theater except being on stage.
Correct.
And speaking
Correct.
Those lines.
And, of course, then we got basic acting technique, advanced acting study, dealing with characterizations, improvisational, theater games. So it's quite a bit. It's a lot for one day.
That's a lot of offerings, yes. And so you mentioned that you do have professionals who are working with you.
Absolutely.
People who have that you've worked with for a long time in some cases, and some that you've drawn from other schools.
Correct. They're all qualified. Many come from colleges. So it's all, you know, the real thing, mm-hmm. real qualifications.
Mm-hmm. So on the website, you can go to ltf.cc and see some examples of what you're talking about, the video, and you have a complete listing of all of the classes there.
There's a schedule, and actually the schedule continues to grow, but it's a good offering. A good taste of what's going to go on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. And they can register online.
And create their own schedule.
Exactly.
Okay, so they can take a look at that. And it's not something that's just handed to them, but they make their own schedule from the classes that you've been describing.
Right, and they can do it in advance. Or if they have any questions, there is a phone number or email us. And we get right back to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you did mention that you are very interested in working with kids who are about to graduate from high school, who are starting to think about that, that you will have college reps there.
Correct.
That's very serious to be thinking about helping to guide kids on that next step. You're not just concerned with having something for children to do.
Right.
But you know that many young people are quite serious about continuing their education in theater.
Right, and it's a competitive field now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to do. The theater offers, not necessarily acting, but, you know, now I would think that the biggest demand in the theater industry are playwrights. But, of course, there's stage management. We have a workshop in stage management. But it's a good thing for actors who think they're serious into going into the field of theater to start getting formal training from folks that they went to college. They in that field, they have training or experience that they can offer for young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily like backyard acting, if you will, anymore. It's really a serious field now that if you don't go into it with some preparation, you're definitely starting behind.
Right. And you talked about helping kids with auditions, perhaps for college, auditioning for theater programs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, that furthers itself to interview process. It's mm-hmm. much the same as interviewing for a job or a scholarship outside of the theater curriculum, you know, from their posture, their presentation,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What they wear, and, you know, everything about the approach to it. Has theater written all over it.
Right. So it would be a great experience for some aspiring young actors who want to continue both in college and beyond to attend the festival.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the time of year when scholarship opportunities are coming up, or, you know, they're getting larger, and they need to know to mm-hmm. do it the right way. They need to know the latest technique, materials to choose, mm-hmm. you know.
Interesting. I was interviewing a young woman not too long ago who had graduated from a school in Lafayette and went on up to New York. And it was fascinating to hear all the things that she needs to do to maintain a career, to make sure that she's in line for a career. And she was taking it all very in stride, mm-hmm. but it was a complex series of things that you do, this constant nurturing of yourself as an actor in a variety of ways, whether it's for commercials, for Broadway, for voice readings. It was much more intricate than I had imagined it could be.
Ever-changing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Headshots. You know, mm-hmm. how often do you take the headshots?
Mm-hmm,
when you put
mm-hmm.
on the resume? And some of that depends on the school, the job. And those are things that the earlier students know, you know, that's
the
going, they need
they
to have
be.
That, correct.
Right.
And
right.
know there's, you know, there's several different right ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it changes. And you need to have the most effective, modern mm-hmm. method or technique of doing it.
Right. Now, you mentioned that you've had several years now of kids being involved both with the theater festival and in the Children's Theater Company,
correct.
Which, again, is sort of a misnomer because you have kids all the way up to the age of 18
exactly.
participating in that program.
Exactly.
And you have seen many of your students go off and do a variety
exactly.
of jobs in the theater field.
I just had a young actor come last week, and he's in the Book of Mormon, so in New York, so... Very happy. Just a surprise visit. But mm-hmm. We have a couple of stage managers working professionally. So We're real proud of the Children's Theater Company.
Yeah, you're obviously guiding them. You're guiding them in the right direction. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Carrie Onksley, who's director of the Children's Theater Company in Lake Charles. They deal with children very, very young up through the end of high school. And for 7 years now, he has put together the Louisiana Theater Festival in Lake Charles. It takes place at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities in Lake Charles. It's a one-day festival, so it doesn't take your whole weekend. Mm-hmm. And it ends early enough where if you're coming from this area or other places in Louisiana, you can certainly get back home that evening. And it's for kids 6th grade through 12th.
That is correct.
All right, who are currently in 6th grade all the way up through 12th grade.
Correct.
And you have a variety of levels of classes. They're not all lumped in together. And so wherever they are, whatever their needs are, this festival can meet that.
Right. And also, might I add, like the colleges that do come, they always bring a couple of their college kids. So they're able to help and promote, encourage.
And if anyone has questions about that, they can talk with them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And each college will have literature with them to share, and with parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
With parents.
Well, in addition to getting ready for this theater festival, you're quite busy as well with other productions. What are you working on this fall with your kids? Because you also do Westlake High.
Westlake High Theaters
as
program,
well. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which theirs is coming up November the 21st. Mm-hmm. It's called And a Child Shall Leave, and it's about children that survived concentration camp during the Holocaust. So it's pretty challenging. Those rehearsals are in the morning. And then I bounce out there in the afternoon. The Children's Theater Company is doing Disney's Tarzan. So
very different
fun.
Feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, end the day on a really upbeat production. And so that's a very large production. The music is from Phil Collins. It had a pretty successful rate on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't hear it being done a lot like in the South or in Louisiana. But It will begin in February of 2014.
So you're in the process of working on it right
very
now.
Much so. Mm-hmm. And I might also add that the staff, with the exception of me, is really that work with the kids are under 28, and they are developed professional, certified degreed people in theater. Mm-hmm. Our tech director, or the associate director, works very closely with me. And our vocal coach are all young.
Well,
it's fun.
Yeah, quite dedicated too. Because I mean, I do receive those press releases in between mm-hmm. Westlake High and Central School and the Children's Theater Company. You all are busy all the time.
You're still quite busy.
Mm-hmm. So, anyone thinking of going to this festival can really see that you all are constantly working. That you're working with different levels of kids, different interests in the theater. Whether it's something more serious, whether it's musical theater, you're interested in it all, and you're trying to help people find their way to whether it's a professional job or just an interest now, but certainly will enrich their lives.
Right. And like you said earlier, there's sometimes a little misunderstanding about what a children's theater company. You know, we're there first to just educate the child in really all of the arts. So we start a very young class we call creative dramatics, and that's from 5 to 8 years old. And just teaching them formal pretend, instead of like pretending in their living room, whatever, like introducing them to the element of the audience and small little steps like that. So at the end of that process, and hopefully as they go through elementary, middle school, and then high school, many do not want to go into the theater performing arts, but just like it. You know, it's kind of like a young man that plays, football. I mean, they all want to be collegiate stars and, of course, go to NFL, but we know the truth of that. Isn't always what they think is going to happen. So we do like to develop enthusiasts of the arts and certainly audience members, because we like to think of ourselves as a seed for future audiences in the symphony, in the ballet, in theater,
That's right.
So there are art galleries where they visit, mm-hmm, and they become advocates for the arts.
Well, and the communication skills simply. I know when I have theater students from here at the university come in for interviews for whatever reason, they're extremely articulate and present themselves very well. So no matter what field you go into, to have had that kind of experience is very valuable.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And, that's something else, mm-hmm. again, revisiting those interview skills they gain and just confidence, just right. overall confidence, and walking into a room and, you know, most actors are not afraid to say hello, shake a hand, hug. That's empowering.
Yes, in so many fields. So a great opportunity to further these skills at the Louisiana Theater Festival. Again, the 7th annual Louisiana Theater Festival in Lake Charles on Saturday, November 9th. My guest, Carrie Onksley, director of the Children's Theater Company, also director of the Westlake High Theater Program, started this festival to just spread those skills even further for those kids who are perhaps not in those programs. They can come from other parts of the state, from this area, obviously, and others. You can travel there for that one-day festival. Again, if they are interested, I know there are many teachers and parents who listen at this time, as well as kids themselves. Mm-hmm. How can they find out more information and register?
Of course, you can visit the website at ltf.cc, or you can call us, area code 337-377-2571.
Right. And a large variety of classes being offered. Those are all listed at that website as well, so you can see what's being offered and sign up for them for that one day on November 9th. Well, Carrie, thank you for coming by. It's always a pleasure to get to see you and talk about things happening in Lake Charles. Y'all do have a vibrant theater scene and art scene there, and so it's great to be able to talk to you about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.